Here are some tips for choosing the right clients to work with in commercial real estate brokerage today. Certainly there are many types of clients and properties to work with to focus on. That being said, it's best to be selective on a personal basis when it comes to the clients and the property types, the things that can bring you opportunity over time. The local property market will be changing throughout the year, as will the inquiry rate between tenants and buyers. Most agents or brokers will receive requests from tenants and buyers regularly for particular property types and locations. That being said, there's always a deal to be put together if you can find the right property listing to satisfy that inquiry. Understand the differences between working for a property owner on a listing versus working for a tenant or a buyer. Your commissions in the process need to be protected. Understand and ensure that you have the necessary listing authorities and commission protection processes in place before you introduce your party to the transaction. Many agents and brokers have been caught out by tenants and buyers that have been less than open and honest when it comes to seeking a new property. If you're going to introduce those tenants and buyers to a listing, make sure that you have your commission and your relationships suitably protected and documented. So here are some rules to help you with choosing the right clients in today's market. Number one, as a general rule, stay away from the low quality listings in both sales and leasing. They will waste your time in any sale or lease that could occur, and any negotiations will be slow and difficult. Number two, always check out the client and their motivations as part of taking on a listing. A good question and answer process will take you into their mindset and their motivations. When in any doubt, ask more questions. Number three, the conversations and the connections that you have with property owners and clients should be well documented at all times. The records of conversation are sometimes valuable to supporting a negotiation or a dispute, and you never really know when that's going to occur. Keep your file records from every listing, every transaction, and every client connection for many years as part of a liability protection process. The longer that you're in the industry, the greater the chances that you will be involved in some form of dispute. Number four, check out the property listing for legality and encumbrances. Some properties will have levels of difficulty to be sold prior to any marketing process commencing. Look for the issues and hurdles that could frustrate the marketing and the inspection process. The weaknesses in any property will come to the fore when a due diligence activity is undertaken by the buyer for that property. Number five, when you control the listing exclusively, you can work with the client in a productive way. Most exclusive listings should be for a long period of time, and that would be in excess of 90 days, perhaps even 6 months. In that way, you can commit to the required levels of marketing and prospecting. Any exclusive listings should be directly marketed on a personal basis into the local business community. The listing should also be taken to the local property investors and owners. That's a personal thing. That's up to you, providing, of course, the client gives you an exclusive listing. If you get a client of this type with a good property, you'll be making plenty of telephone calls and sending lots of direct marketing by mail to the prospects that you believe may qualify for that listing. There's a fair bit of effort in that, and also some money involved in postage, etc. That's why you need an exclusive listing. So in summary, and looking back on these issues, the message here is that you can be quite selective when it comes to a new client or prospect to work with in your territory, your sales patch in commercial real estate today. Establish some rules and some guidelines to help you with working with the right people in the right way. Make sure that you understand them before you move closer to creating a transaction or indeed introducing parties to the property.